Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Haefner. Welcome to Sports Psych in a Minute, your weekly resource for insights and tips into the psychological side of equestrian sport. I've been thinking about the power of meaning. When things happen, when I'm riding my horse, the meaning that I make of them really can drive how I feel about things. So, for example, I've been riding and working on canter transitions, and when I think I'm doing things correctly and the outcome isn't what I expect, for example, I have challenges with my horse in picking up the left lead consistently, then I could think of that I have somehow made a mistake. And that word mistake is a loaded word for me. It means, you know, red check marks on a paper, subtractions from a total score. It means that I've done badly. Has all of that meaning. And for those of us who have a propensity towards, let's say, perfectionism, it can mean a lot more than that. When we use a negative terminology to make meaning of our experience, it can lead to, for example, an increase in anxiety, it can lead to an increase in negative self-talk, it can lead to feelings of discouragement, among many, many, many other things. So my thought this week is that rather than thinking about those situations where the outcome doesn't equal our intention, where we're working to get something and it doesn't come out the way that we want it to be, that rather than thinking about it as mistakes or using other negative or disparaging language to describe it to ourselves, that we think about it rather as an opportunity. Now, I know that may sound a little bit Pollyannish, but hear me out. If something doesn't come out the way we expect it, one of the things that we have is an opportunity to dig in and to grow in our awareness of what actually is going on. Whether that means to focus on understanding more about what's going on with ourselves, maybe having somebody videotape us and looking at the videotape, or getting perspective of someone else who's able to point out something that would be really helpful and that we could begin to be more aware of, for example, the position of our body or the movement of our limbs, the application of the aids, timing, etc. So in that way, those moments are really an opportunity to increase our awareness. It's also an opportunity to learn. The interesting thing about learning is that by its very nature, it requires periods of confusion or frustration. If we don't have periods of confusion and frustration, then we're really not learning, we're just doing something we already know how to do. So, in addition to having an opportunity for increased awareness, it also gives us an opportunity to learn something. And in both of those cases, what it does is it allows us to apply our natural curiosity. And when our horsemanship is driven by curiosity, I suspect that people will have far more positive results than when our horsemanship is driven by self-critical talk and judgment. This has been Sports Psych in a Minute. I'm Dr. Paul Haefner. I will look forward to seeing you next week.